This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. The only constant thing in life is change, and that really follows us into the garden. Whether it's change we choose, the plant chooses, a hungry critter chooses, or the weather. And this winter has been a doozy. Between record cold, record snowfall, and the potential of flooding in the spring, it's going to be interesting to see how our landscapes come out of this. Truth is, the Farmer's Almanac was really wrong in their predictions last October. They had the upper Midwest as warmer and drier. Well, you can't win them all. Blizzard conditions rendered half our highways closed and stranded hundreds and hundreds of folks. Next time, if we all carry emergency kits, maybe we can guarantee this won't happen. With that said, if there's a plant not performing to peak parameters you've set, well, then change it. Learn your landscape. What are the sunshade conditions required of that plant? Learn what your soil type is, clay, sand, or loam. What's the pH of your soil? Check out your local county extension office for a soil test to get the most accurate results and recommendations of how to amend your soil. I'll have links to the U of M and UW soil labs. It's well worth the dollars you spent. Then apply the Master Gardener mantra, right plant, right place. If you have no soil lab to send to, then purchase a kit at a local nursery or big box store. That will at least give you some basic numbers. As long as we're talking about the weather, the icicles on my home were really bad. I finally did get someone to rake the roof and knock down the icicles. The problem is, they encapsulated a couple of my shrubs and damaged them. Since we've been so cold, my lilac won't be coming out of dormancy anytime soon, so I can prune it. Find pictures and more on my website, gardenbite.com. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.